Chapter 7. A Terrible Dragon. At that moment, Arthur entered the balcony and Morgana turned around to look at him. That gave Gwen enough time to stand up, but Morgana saw her and tried to push her to the floor again.
"Use your sword!"
Arthur cried. He threw Excalibur across the balcony and Gwen took it. Morgana laughed.
"Do you think you can fight me?"
she cried. She began saying words in a strange language and moving her hands in the air.
"Try now!"
As Gwen and Arthur were watching, Morgana's body started to grow bigger and bigger until she almost filled the balcony. Her body turned green and wings grew from her back. Her neck became longer. Her eyes turned yellow and her mouth filled with teeth.
"A dragon!"
Gwen screamed. Gwen was afraid, but excited to see a real-life dragon too. This was another thing from the Arthur legends. But what was she going to do about it? The dragon flew over the wall of the balcony and away from the castle. Then it turned around and breathed fire at Arthur and Gwen. They threw themselves to the floor and the fire just missed them. From above, Morgana shouted,
"Let's see who's not important now!"
"We must go inside the castle!"
shouted Arthur.
"She wants to kill us!"
They ran from the balcony and down the stairs to the main hall. Frustrated, Morgana breathed more fire at the stone walls of the castle. Then she burnt some trees in the garden too.
"See what I can do?"